Tribulation is a word that you probably don't use every day of the week, but you experience it nearly every day. Tribulation means trouble, problems, hardship, misery, suffering, and misfortune. You may be thinking, hey, I'm an expert in tribulation. Then you'll be interested in the background of the word. When Rome ruled the world, grain was a very precious commodity, and threshing grain was a natural part of everyday life. Across the sheaves of cut grain, the Romans pulled a crude cart that was equipped with rollers instead of wheels to help separate the husks from the grain. This cart was called a tribulum, from which we get our word tribulation, a fitting picture of how troubles grind on us and put us under pressure. A Roman farmer, however, did not use his tribulum to destroy the grain, only to refine it. So too, God uses our troubles to make us stronger. The Apostle Paul wrote that God comforts us in all our tribulation. He strengthens us and sustains us. It's a related word to the name given to the Holy Spirit, who is called the Comforter. Bible teacher G. Campbell Morgan says that comfort means more than reassurance or consolation. It means reinforcing the person and sustaining him. God's comfort is no less than his strengthening companionship and upholding power. If you're experiencing tribulation today, lay your problems before him and ask his help as never before. You too will find the Divine Comforter will strengthen you in the middle of your tribulation.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.